The first reading today, St. James tells us that there is a wisdom that comes from above, and there is an earthly kind of wisdom. The earthly kind of wisdom, that is, I shouldn't even say earthly, I should say worldly. The worldly kind of wisdom brings with it jealousy and strife and contention and all kinds of problems. It's not wisdom at all. It's arrogance is really what it comes down to. And it's interesting that St. James even goes so far as to tell us it's demonic. And that's the part that we need to recognize. Just as we hear in the gospel reading about this child who is possessed by this demon, demons are real. They are more real than most of us want to admit. And they cause lots and lots of trouble. Now, it's very rare that someone is actually going to be possessed. But I can guarantee you that every single person here today is oppressed with something or another. There may be a few who are even obsessed. But we're all oppressed with various spirits. All we have to do is look at the various problems that we deal with, the interior struggles, the vices that we've got. The demons get in and live in the wounds, and then they stir that stuff up, and they cause us lots of trouble. And so we wonder why we can't overcome some of the areas of sin in our lives. Some of it's because we don't really want to. Some of it's because we're not just working against our own self and our own weakness, we're also working against these vile creatures. You have to understand from their perspective, because they are living within the woundedness and in the areas of vice, if we can overcome these problems, they lose their home. So they have a vested interest in sticking around, not just to make your life miserable, but to keep them from going back to hell. Which brings up the point that if anybody thinks that hell must be a pretty nice place and it's going to be fun and exciting and whatever else, all you have to do is ask yourself, why, if the demons chose to go to hell, which they did, why would they want to be inside of a human person rather than in hell, if hell is so wonderful and exciting? Being inside of a human person for an angel doesn't sound like it's a real grand thing. And yet they would rather be inside of somebody than be in hell. That should tell you just how awful hell must be. We don't want to go there. But we don't want to be dealing with these vile creatures either. And there are lots of ways that we invite them in. And we need to slam the door. We need to quit playing the devil's games. Because remember, as I've told you before, the devil doesn't present himself normally as a fire-breathing dragon speaking in a growly voice, or gravelly voice. He presents himself as our friend. He tells us what we want to hear. God will speak the truth to us. The devil tells us what we want to hear. He knows our weaknesses and he knows them well. And so he's going to be right there to be able to tell you, this will be fun, this will be pleasurable, this will be exciting, this will be good for you, whatever it is that he wants to offer. Whatever it is that we want is ultimately what it comes down to. What we heard about in the gospel is the rarity. When we think about a child being possessed, only the biggest demons would actually do that, which is why the apostles couldn't get rid of the thing. They're too arrogant to go after an adult, so they go after the kids. But it's very rare that that would happen. but it's usually going to be in some traumatic kind of situation that the devil's there to be able to tell the child that he'll protect him. Poor kid doesn't know any different. But that's the kind of way he works with us too. Not to possess us necessarily, but to oppress. So if we look at all the areas of sin, just look at the things that you confess over and over and over and over again, because we all do. I mean, if your confessions are different every single week, that's mental illness. So most of us, it's the same thing over and over and over again. And we get frustrated and we think, oh, well, I shouldn't even go to confession. It's like, no, recognize where the areas of weakness are, but know that that is where the demons are causing trouble for us. They're the ones that are there trying to push this along, keep the ball rolling so that we keep falling and they maintain their home. So we want to work hard to get rid of these things because they have an influence in us. Not just to make us do bad things, but they fill our minds with thoughts that aren't good. They fill our wills with desires that aren't good. And sometimes we wonder, where did that come from? Yeah, from something deep within. Maybe from some area of woundedness in our life. Maybe from some trauma that happened years and years ago. Maybe from some area where I have, through repeated sin, opened the door and rolled out the red carpet and said, demons are welcome here, whatever it is. They have lots of ways of getting in, but we need to push them out. That's the key. And to recognize that this is a spiritual battle. It's not something we can do by ourselves. We need the grace of God. We need the help of the Lord. But we also have to have that desire to really be holy, to be united with Jesus. It's not, to be the negative reason to be able to look at it and say, I just want these demons gone. Well, that'd be a good thing. But we want to be holy. We want to be united with Jesus and Mary. That's what it's about. And the more that we open our hearts to our Lord and to our Blessed Lady, the less room there is for the demons. So we can just escort them right back out. But we escort them out by opening the door to Jesus and Mary. So that's what we have to be about, striving to live a good and holy life, as St. James told us, but also making sure that we are truly seeking that holiness, uniting ourselves with Jesus in prayer and striving in our lives to serve him in a saintly way.